Admiral Nimitz reports that the fighting is savage. Manila. Kyushu, one of the main Japanese islands, was handed another terrific pasting by our super fortresses today. All of our B-29s came home. Washington. The advocates of disunity between the United Nations will be glad to know that right now Foreign Minister Molotov of Russia is conferring with President Truman and our Secretary of State. Hollywood. Louis B. Mayer, the top man at MGM, has just had more sour luck. Only recently, Mr. Mayer recovered from injuries after falling from a horse. Today, his machine tangled with a truck. One badly damaged ankle. Mexico City. Peggy fears the ex-Follies girl will file for a Mexican divorce from A.C. Blumenthal. The actress has settled for $135,000 net. Mexico City. The marriage of Gloria Vanderbilt, 22, to 63-year-old Maestro Stokowski confirmed the exclusive advance report in the New York Windshield Column of March the 19th last. Los Angeles. Hollywood draft boards are said to have cautioned all moving picture studios there not to hire men over 33, as all eligibles for the draft will be used perhaps in the next 3 months. Baltimore, Maryland. Another Vanderbilt was married yesterday. Amy Vanderbilt, New York publicist, was married to Hans Knopf of Collier's magazine. Havana. The J.P. McAvoys, both writers and editors for Reader's Digest, have established legal residence in Cuba for tax reasons. New York. Eleanor Roosevelt is the choice of New York independence for mayor, governor, or senator of New York. She can call her own spot. Stockholm. Dispatches just received from Berlin state that negotiations are now underway for the surrender of Berlin, Germany. Behind the international front. Chongqing. This is the lowdown on the new Japanese cabinet. Admiral Suzuki, the new premier, has been chosen to take all the blame for the coming defeat. The Japanese high command privately admits that defeat is bound to come. But released from their cabinet duties, powerful Japanese warlords have gone to China to prepare for Japan's last stand on the Asia mainland. Marshal Sugiyama and Tiger Kozio himself are directing the top Japanese fighters. The Japs are now getting personal instructions on underground activity from Herr Stammer, the Nazi ambassador to Japan. This means, ladies and gentlemen, that the Japanese army intends to battle on, regardless of the fate of Tokyo and their islands. Lisbon. Portugal is clamping down on important new regulations governing war criminals. Extradition is in the wind. Munich. Mussolini's son, Vittorio, has started a monthly magazine in Germany, which he calls the New Europe. If General Patton's advance continues at that famous speed, Vittorio's magazine, of course, will be published for one consecutive edition. Buenos Aires. Dictator Juan Perón, despite heavy government pressure, was refused a testimonial by 200,000 railway workers. Hooray for them. Paris. There is nothing yet to confirm today's rumors about our boys being chased out of Berlin by Russia. The rumor, since denied, would have had us believe that FDR promised Joe Stalin that no Americans would interfere with Russia's sweet revenge. So what? I only hope the rumor turns out to be true. Let our boys stay away from Berlin anyhow. It will not only mean fewer American casualties, but if the Russians even up matters with the Nazi butchers, we coddlers over here won't have any Nazis to capture and fatten up on steaks, butter, ham and bacon, or chopped chicken liver, mit ice cream, mit cookies yet. While Provost Marshal Lurch of the War Department writes magazine articles that we do not coddle them. San Francisco. Federal authorities request this reported San Francisco during the security conference because too many people think that it is another World's Fair and are bringing their families with them. Unless your business is urgent here, please stay home and help relieve the congestion. Attention, Mr. and Mrs. United States. It is a good thing that our fighting men and their allies didn't fight with the same spirit of doubt and suspicion that certain people are bringing to the city of San Francisco. If our fighters fought with that spirit of doubt, the German flag would now be flying in London and Moscow, and the Jap flag would be flying over Omaha and Denver. The United States Marines planted our flag on Iwo Jima and Okinawa because it is the only way they can plant their 2 feet back on Main Street. The GIs, the Marines, and the Blue Jackets are the boys who won this war, and they are the ones who have earned peace. Peace of body, peace of mind, and peace on earth. Let the diplomats, not only from the old country, but from our own State Department, remember that. The peoples and the nations who shared death with our fighters on the seas and the battlefields must leave San Francisco lifelong friends. The State Department can name the traitorous neutral nations, and they should be named. The time has come to call a spade a Spaniard. The Washington Express. All eyes are focused upon President Truman, who is not only from Missouri, but he acts that way. Truman and Short, ladies and gentlemen, has to be shown. This means the vast properties of the United States acquired during the war will be guarded to the last penny. Washington, because the Secretary of State is now legally in place of the Vice President, the Capitol expects a change with Jimmy Burns succeeding Mr. Stettinius after the San Fran plan. President Truman and his Secretary of State, in the ordinary course of events, would be the Democratic ticket in 1948. White House Secretary James Barnes, not Burns, and Mrs. Barnes have just decided on a divorce. Attention, New Yorkers only. This is your chance in New York to get rid of black marketeers regarding the meat shortage and the meat prices. Don't send anonymous tips, please. Only specific information to Mayor LaGuardia, the OPA in New York, or to Congressman Clinton P. Anderson, now at the Roosevelt Hotel, New York City. The International Rogues Gallery for the edification of the delegates at the Security Conference in San Francisco. Military Monster Division. Benito Mussolini has put what is left of his full military command in the dirty paws of Marshal Rodolfo Graziani. This fascist murderer, ladies and gentlemen, was in command of the Italian armies that attacked Ethiopia. Graziani was so brutal in his treatment of the natives that even the Duce protested. The savage Graziani commanded the army of the Po, which stilettoed France in the back. For throwing native chiefs out of airplanes and for using poison gas against helpless captives, this Graziani is now wanted in Addis Ababa for murder in the first degree. Jot his name down in indelible ink, gentlemen at San Francisco. The International Rose Gallery Swindler Division. The financial brain of the hateful Nazis is now trying to beat the rat. He is Hjalmar Schacht, who brazenly hopes that he can make a new start with the winning team. This arch criminal has a long record as a turncoat. Herr Schacht was president of the Reichsbank before Hitler became Germany's number one rat. Schacht negotiated the Young and Dawes plan for Germany, and then he advised the Germans to welch on the payments. He taught the Nazis scientific plundering. This greatest thief of all times now hopes to again head a board of directors instead of the firing squad of the United Nations soldiers, which he deserves. The International Rogues Gallery, Poison Propaganda Division. Manuel Azner, A-Z-N-E-R, Franco's minister, is due to arrive in Washington any day. He will find more safety in the District of Columbia than he ever gave to our ambassador and the embassy at Madrid and Spain. This Azner complimented the Franco students who stoned the American embassy there. He declared that the United States robbed Spain of Cuba. And then he said that we entered the Philippines as international brigands. Why Manuel Azner of Spain wants to come here is clear. Just who in Washington, D.C. approved his coming, however, is another of those mysteries. In plain American, ladies and gentlemen, who let that guy in? And now, Mr. Jim Bannon and Sonia Haney for Jergens Lotion. I'll be back in a flash. Berlin, Germany. The report on the front pages of your newspapers tonight in the United States stating that Herr Goebbels has fled from Berlin is not true. Goebbels was heard on the Berlin radio a few minutes ago. He said that he and his family would stay in Berlin, where he added Germany will win the war. Lisbon. No German planes may land in Portugal after tonight. Portugal just issued an edict barring any air traffic between the two countries. Any more? And now to beat the red hand around the clock to the people of Tennessee. Your congressman, the Honorable Percy Priest, immediately notified the postal authorities when he discovered recently that hate monger Agnes Waters of Philadelphia had used his prank to mail out casualty lists as a subtle means of promoting her vicious and hateful propaganda. Congressman Plumlee of Vermont, the fact, sir, is that the Oklahoma commanding general did consider giving hearing aids to Nazi prisoners of war, just as I said, but changed his mind after the publicity over this microphone. The source of the news? Wouldn't you like to know? Congressman Howell of Illinois, I see by the Associated Press that the resolution to probe my recent revelations about that Greek admiral has been tabled. I assure you, Congressman Howell, that everything I said about that pro-Hitler Greek admiral will stand up. Many Greek newspaper editors and Greek organizations in the United States have already thanked me for that expose. Ladies and gentlemen, these two new books are must-reading. I have sent each American delegate these two books. The new book, the first of the two, is titled The Plot Against the Peace. It is by the authors of the bestseller Sabotage. The other new book is full of exciting stories about F.D. Roosevelt, his wife, and others in Washington. It is called The Best Is Yet by Morris Ernst, and it is a corker. And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another Jergens Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time from San Francisco. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who hopes that the United Nations Conference will save some unborn child from growing up to be another unknown soldier. Good night.